Dr. Cosimetti, the young Fashion Gallese was a good artist, and I do have it, and I put on a show of you. What is it? So, how you are, Mike and I were talking to Fangro, and Master Simone, and Mike and Mira and Yoka. So, that the medicine condemned him, but he did the wrong thing. If a player does the medicine, doesn't mean that he has to walk around like flogs. And down shoes and torn trousers and long hair and unshaven and unkempt and dirty and without taking a dip and so on.
Right.
But on the other hand, you have to dress neatly and nicely and you have to be clean and so on. But you shouldn't stand in front of the mirror and dress yourself up a lot. That's the truck. So let us condemn Jason because he was a little too mocked on his grooming himself, on his dress and so on. So that's why. If you play too far, fell in love with him, and that's why he had the trouble with your son. In fact, one of the professors says on the mother, he's so fair that when he was about to sing the patient for too far, the only thing I shall buy is from Babari. So his mother darkens on a person, let his eye, any thing I shall buy is there's nobody from the members of the household here, but his father was here. So Moose, you can show love in the mirror for a little bit how long. And he saw the image of his father through the window.
Yeah.
So I didn't see the image of his father through the window. So I said through the window in the salon. He wasn't there. Grandpa wasn't there. He was married to in Palestine. So why did he go hello? So one of the first ones in the says that hello means the mirror. He was about to sing, so he was getting himself up nicely. So he could prepare for his own girlfriend over here. So when he looked in the mirror, he looked at himself. And the medicine says on the awesome beginning of Taylor told us Yaakov Yosef and Shri Shay Shama. And he was a Ben Yisunin. So what if they told us Yaakov was Yosef? So he looked like Yaakov. And he said Ben Yisunin, he's really Tunin Shalom, don't want to tell of it. So his face looked the same as Yaakov. And he looked in the mirror, so he saw his image, and he reminded himself of what his father looked like. This one means that the mirror is over the halon. The halon doesn't mean the window. In the mirror. So the medicine is condemning him. That it's not right, that you're not supposed to remember, not supposed to look in a mirror, to dress themselves up so much. So I learned to be married, that maybe looking in a mirror is, we discussed, maybe looking in a mirror is lower about together to not do so. Some of the Mishan say that his mind is no longer so because men do look in a mirror. But it says, Kaveh is in the night. So some of you have fun you're going to try to avoid looking in a mirror. More in the first parish in Shabbos condemns, we learn Shabbos this year, the more condemns Yaakov Avinu for his raising of his children. We still have a habitation to talk on the prevent and children he loved. He also loved son of Basha, he made him a special building. But you ask us, Yosef Ahav Avinu Shalom, but each one of the Yosef Ahav Avinu Shalom, but because of the fact that the father needed Yosef a special treatment over and above. He brought all his children nice clothing, but because he treated Yosef specially, he brought him to send his passing. That's why the other brothers were jealous, and that's why he told him to Mitzrayim, and that's why they had to go down to Mitzrayim. So the whole world was Mitzrayim, was all due to the fact that Yaakov gave him Yosef's children partners. So his mother says, we all know why we sign out of him, saying they have done it. A person cannot be Mishana. He shouldn't differentiate between one child and the other. He has to treat them all equally. So either love them all equally or hate them all equally, whatever, but he's not allowed to treat them with special preference over the other. He has to equally stick with all of them, because the children feel it. No, children are when they're young, they feel that the parents are, children harbor grudges against the parents for years and years. When they go to psychiatrists later at the age of 60, right, at the age of 10 or 15, whatever, the mother was so kind to that child and not them. I, the other child, was dying from cancer. So of course the mother has also a half to love you guys. So what did you want? No. Child at the age of 10 doesn't realize that the other, the brother who's got some cancer and needs a little more treatment than them. So that's, you have all kinds of mishigas in this world, but a lot of the mishigas are based on the fact that the parents don't explain to the children, they don't show the children, they don't demonstrate to the children that they love them more than they have to. If they can't, and let's say one child needs more attention than the other. So all the kids can do that only by themselves and one of themselves. They need help from the parents. The parents have to explain to the other children that they love them all equally. Not that they only do the homework with this child because they love this child and they don't love the others. That's explain they love everybody, but we all have to help out this child because we need more help than them. Is that very important. You know, be a parent. You have to be very careful. Jacob had two chalonim. He had one chalonim of the stars, the kafarim, one chalonim of the bundles of grain. So the brothers were very angry. I remember years ago when Abba and Mitzvah came down gate, so there was a kiddush in Yeshiva. I don't know what it was going down gate, but he liked it. So I remember Abba and Kalevi came in specially for Shabbos. He stayed in Yeshiva, so he spoke. But Kalevi was sick at that time, because he didn't come in. Many other people are jealous of his brother and say that his brother has two dreams. He has a dream that Salvation is rather known for the fact that he was very involved in philosophy, about 10 years of life. And then the rest of his life is for him, and two of those 10 years also, he was very involved in learning faith. And for a 10-year period, he was very involved in philosophy as well. The people are trying to convince Salvation. But he has two dreams. And our son only had one dream. Our son only had the dream of burning. And where else are they to get the other dream from? And he said, this is the time that the brothers had against Jesus. Where did you get the two dreams? Father, Yaakov didn't only have one dream. I left him over the organ bowl. And he dreamt, he only dreamt of angels. Jesus had us a perspective of dream in addition to the dream of the stars, the heavenly dream. But Ravan Salvation said that it's not true. His brother Yaakov, but Jacob Atzal doesn't have an additional dream over and above what our son had. He just broke the one dream into its two component parts. The first part, that's the dream. The Yankee Vavino had a dream, Kula Mutta Varsha, the latter started on the ground and ended up in heaven. So he said, Abkhain had all one big dream, and his brother, Asalvesh, he broke it down. He had one dream, the Alokha Lakur, and the philosophy of the everything was contained within Abkhain. And he went ahead to do the whole very interesting work. And then he said at that time that Yankee had a plain of cotton, a coat of many colors. And that's why the brothers as well. It's why so he said, I remember that on the stock of the cash there ain't no chaos. That if a person stares at the rainbow, his eyes will become dim. And what does it mean to stare at the rainbow? It's supposed to be a real scene in the rainbow. Then it's supposed to represent a costume on top of the armor on it. And I agree, you can't have a problem in the world, but we're not going to destroy the world anymore. Simple reason that even our ears is not rocket. That if you stare at the cancer, you'll be staring at the skin and as a punishment for this, then your eyes will become dim because you don't have cover for the skin. So he said, I'll never have that, but on the back of the cancer, if you study carefully a person who is multifaceted, multicolored, and he excels in so many different areas, but ain't of chaos, he will become very jealous of him. So your eyes will become not dim, your eyes will be, you'll turn green to men's dreams, so to speak, and you'll be jealous of that individual. That's why everybody's jealous of my brother Yosef. But he has this train of thought, and he is strong in this, and he is strong in that. It's a very interesting book. Can you say where is our turn, Rafa? Especially not the country's future following. When Yosef had the dream that the sun, the moon, and the 11 stars are bowing down to him, so the father got angry. What are you talking about? Can your mother bow down to you? Your mother's not alive anymore. So it's ridiculous. But Rashi quotes from the Medrash that that's what he means, screaming at Yosef, saying, in public, in front of all the other brothers, so they should think that the father is angry at him. But really in the past he understood that the dream was referring to Bilhah, who had raised Yosef from the time that his mother had died. Others point out not so. That the mother says in the last parish and brother is Rashi. Rashi in the last parish and brother points out, Ein Chalom Dwell Dwan Betelem. So Rashi quotes the Mokra, how did the mother know that? Ein Chalom Dwell Dwan Betelem. So Mokra quotes other students. So Rashi quotes this person. That's not the way Rashi on Sunnish quotes the Medrash. That Ein Chalom quotes to his stepmother, for instance. The two different things, two opposite things. Yeah. Whether that part of the Nibur was Ron Taylor, Unifa, or wasn't Ron Taylor. A friend of Adona has an interesting comment on the Chaloyim of the Sarah Maskin at the end of the schedule. Why was the Sarah Maskin well this? The Sarah, if he didn't know how to interpret his dream. He was carrying bread on his head, 3 days of the bread, and the birds are eating the food from the basket. He didn't know how to interpret that. Good beard, otherwise, he didn't know what it's supposed to represent. But the other guy, he didn't know, so he was wagging it. But the other guy, the Sar HaMashkin, he had a wonderful dream. He was cleaning out the gate, making the gestures, and he gives it to Kapala, and he said, but didn't he understand that he's going to get a job back? You know what I mean? The other guy, he's carrying the loaves of bread, and the birds are eating the bread. His original job was to serve the bread to the king. Now he's serving it, but the birds are eating it. So what does that mean? He's going to get a job back, he's not going to get a job back. But the other guy has a halal. He's doing the same thing that he always used to do. So what's the time? What was he nervous about? But Shlomo was always quoting in the state of being in Shlomo. So if you could tell that at the beginning, he saw a of Kumis. So in the first 10 pages, he had things from his father, and he had his own account. So he quotes from his father a comment on his father. He says that, he knew he was going to get his job back, but he wasn't going to be killed, but he didn't know whether he was going to get his job back. But he was the fire marshal, he was the butler who would serve the king the wine. He would work, he would be demoted, and he'd have to work in the kitchen to make the wine. These are two different jobs. The guy who's the butler, usually he's not the cook. Well, he's usually a fat guy, with a shirt hanging out, he doesn't have the opportunity to go speak to the king for being the food, the shoes, and the tractor. In a two different jobs, so he really doesn't want to get killed, because in his dream he visualized the way he's getting back a job, but he saw two different jobs which don't belong to the same person. He saw a job that he may become a cook to see what grapes to make wine. He may get back his original job. But he knew either this is right or that's right. One is right and the other one is wrong. He knew in Chalom Belot Vam Tem, but he didn't know which one was his Vam Tem. So that's why he was aggravated. He wasn't as aggravated as the other guy. The Sahel thing was really terrified. He didn't know what to make of his dream at all. The Sahel asked him himself, he was really nervous. He didn't know whether he was going to be demoted, to become a cook, or he was going to be this. So that's how Chalom Belot Vam Tem from his father's interpretation of the Tosfos. Yosef tells him that the Yitzchak tried to make him that he's going to get his job back. So she said, I should call him out. And the father says, how do you know the family's got the reason that he's going to not stay? And the bleeding out of their grave, that's the part that's going to pay. And so I'm going to tell him that's that part. I said, why would you jump in? There must be a shot, why would you go and tell him something? But of course, you say, Pastor Shad, the Chartani, you should remember me. You need the Chartani. I mentioned it's the time. Get me out of here. Tell us to get me out of the jail. The Chartani means remember me. The Chartani means mention it. So it's one of the other folks, my father, suggested Shad that means the Chartani was part of the interpretation of the Halon. But why did that when he show you a Halon with two parts that were contradictory, but you're becoming a cook and you're becoming back again the butler, and you had to ask somebody which part is used and which part is on the table. In order that you should have to ask me, because later on when you get, you'll see that you got the right job, like I interpreted, you're going to become back to the butler, and you're not going to become demoted to become a cook. But that should cause you to remember me. That's what happened. It's also showed you that you're on the table, and that you should have to ask. You should be married, you should have to ask me, and I'm in prison. You should remember me later on. See, that is probably interpretation of the dream. And then, the entire time, that was in blood pressure. But not that everything was blood pressure. That's what you suggest.
Now,
how come you do living from Joseph's level of his lack of
trust him?
Joseph was trusting the king of the Achaeans,
he
said
that he should remember him.
Yes, it was the police to do a little bit established to ask him to do something to him, but he shouldn't have relied on him so much. Well, he didn't have relied on him so much. Yeah, okay. That's okay. You can ask people to put in the good words again. He really was banking on it, but he's not putting in the good words. He's very reliant on that. He shouldn't have put the good words. That's the reason he's fabulous. This is going to help him. And it did help him, but it did help him. So he should have been on the We shouldn't have relied so much on it. That, well, we want to give the whole shot. We want to learn some places off, and let's give the whole shot in the dream. But that was part of a dream. So why did I thought it was going to show you this? And literally, you should keep it in mind. But it was about the Jewish application. You didn't just say it because we wanted to get free. I don't know, not necessarily. No. Interesting, some say on the last chapter, it says, Isn't that a repetition? The Rashi says, it's a repetition. The Rashi says, in the Medish, Medish is badly defined, why it's repetitive. So some say it suggests an interesting interpretation on the last chapter. So there have shot. He forgot all about Yosef, but Yosef didn't forget about him. Yosef was relying on him. And then Kaufman was relying on him, so he knew how to sit in jail for 2 years. So Baruch Hu wanted him to do his fabulous to ask the time asking to get him out of it, to interpret the dream to ask him, but not to rely on it so much. Then, after a while, I used to say, when Yosef finally forgot about relying on him, then I hear he takes some time, and then he got out of it. I told him not to rely on the gospel of Abraham. When you shouldn't have relied on him, then you have to sit his word. But Yishtachel, when Yosef forgot about the time asking, then he got his Yishtachel. There's such a medrash, there's an interesting medrash on Yishtachel Kasha about that. It says, when Reuben came back to the door, and they wanted to kill Yosef, Reuben said, put him in the door, and then Reuben went away. And when Reuben said, let's tell him to the person Yishtachel. After they tell him, then Shimon comes back to the door. Reuben comes back to the book. But you also Reuben have a brother who knows when he goes to the book. He's ready to go though. He lives with the brother. So the brother says that if it's a man, right after this, it says that he's ready to go. He's ready to make a fast hour when he has children. So the brother has a comment over here. So Yankee, everybody didn't do something. Yankee leaders crying his head off, said his tummy was eaten up by a wild animal. They didn't find the dead body. They only found his army. So he said not that he was killed, he was eaten up. Well, the wild animal ate up his body with the bones and everything, didn't even know. He's crying his head off, he has no time. And Yehuda is doing his aces, and Reuben is doing too, everybody's doing something else. And what's the Baruch Hu doing? The Baruch Hu is having, the Baruch Hu is preparing Mashiach. The Baruch Hu is having Yehuda have his children, and from these children, Einan, Shelah, Tomar, he's going to start to have Birat HaMashiach. Mashiach is going to be at some going to come out of his son. So some of us will say, I'm not nervous, but that's what the Kabbalah Kabbalah is driving at. The Mashiach is not going to come and have a whole build up and going to prepare a Mashiach campaign. We're going to crack up the posters to be Mashiach and put literature and advertising newspapers and have on television and telephones and radio and everything. It's not going to work. We're going to work in one direction and the Baruch Hu is going to work in a different direction. The Mashiach is going to come to help the Kabbalah. It's a process. The process goes. And the Kabbalah is going and the Tzemach of Yitzchak. His name is going to be Tzemach. Mashiach's name is going to be, we're going to call him Tzemach, not that when he's going to have the gift, we're going to call him Tzemach. We're going to call him Tzemach because the Tzemach of Yitzchak is going to come from Unta Beret, as the unit is special name. He grows from nowhere. He's going to grow up from nowhere. He's going to be, the Rambam writes in the Gerrit Tzemach. He's going to be an unknown figure. Right, that's what we call Tzemach of Rabbah, but based on that topic, Tzemach. Tzemach from the Tzemach of Yitzchak, based on that topic in order. And the Rambam writes that the Mashiach is going to be an unknown, it will be previously an unknown, so it will be a person who is unknown before. Why? Because that's what the Baruch Hu wants, that he's saying that Yeshua is going to come in a way that the people didn't expect it at all. In fact, what Yanky Kamenetsky adds on, in fact, in his comments on this week's February, by, on some of these verses of the twins, they're so good. The Mu'alevis was interested in noticing which one was born first. What's the big deal? Who's born first? That would be what's going to be born first to get Krishna. By the Goyim, Rashi comments on the Gemara in the end of Korinth, but by the Goyim, Aben Yerush HaTavi, Aki Yerush HaTavi is right there, but Rashi says the son and the daughter get equal in Misha. By the Goyim, the son and the daughter get equal, and the Kor does not get Krishna. All the children get an equal share. So we will bring him over here. So what's the significance of knowing who was the first one by? So he says it would appear from the prophet as if they somehow felt that the Mashiach is going to come, the child of Yehuda is going to lead to the mouth of the Mashiach. And that's the way it turned out later on. So which one? But he brought that to the core. is going to be the one to carry over the mouth. Yehuda was chosen as the Melech. Yosef says Yehuda, his Torah is going to carry over the mouth from him. So that's why the Yaletis is interested in remembering which one is the Torah. So I think how many Yaletis I took from Yosef and Shalom is very Yosef and Shalom. He's the first one with a great excitement and expectation that the mouth is going to go to this one and no way the Mashiach is going to come from him. And then it turned out that it wasn't so. He pulled his hand back in, the hand with the shunning, he pulled back in with the razzle color, and then the other one came out first, and then the novice of the other came from first. The one expected one. But that's apparently a common theme in different midrashim. They started speaking the novice. They're much more, they're talking this one. The Mashiach will come the Hesach Adar, will come unexpected. Now, because we're going to have a Cholom, someone has some, the Kubel had a dream, the Mashiach has gone and come and start this, and this is going to be a war, and this and this. The Midrashim seems to say it's not going to happen like that. It's going to come at the most, the time that no one ever thought it was going to come. Why does it have to be? I don't know. It sounds like we're not supposed to rely on our Chesed. That we're supposed to rely on invention. What if I'm not going to grab into him and place our full reliance in him? Not to rely on what should I do? He took that an individual who's very promising, very talented, and very intelligent, and so on, and wanted him to be the Moshe. That's not for us to do stuff. The man in the first person spoken has a plow that's looking this day in the Mizotis. And the person has top down in Yaakov of the Innocentus from Yeshay to fulfill Sigurah. So how come later on Yeshay was quite Mizot? Looking this day in the Mizot, he was Mizot. The Gemara says that there is an exception to the rule. If you have Shir HaZeh for Shem, it's obviously here, but Shir HaZeh. He's a halachah. Whenever Shir HaZeh, so whenever it's a mute hamotzi. Halachah, when you have a mute, when you have a robe with a mute hamotzi against you, that's a weaker robe than if you have a robe with a mute shen hamotzi against you. So those along Yeridah, when you remember that in the beginning of Yeridah, before the Rambam, it makes a distinction on the level of the Rabbanah. So whenever there's a mute hamotzi against the robe, the thing is that the Hasidim are not supposed to rely on our job, we're supposed to be braided. Check it out, to try to find out what the facts are to be braided. Unless you can be braided, then you rely on the rope. But whenever you only have a new chain of marches, then you only have to try to check that rope. That's not what we check for Haman. If you only check for the basis on the left, you only check for the surface on the right, you don't check for anything else. Why? There's a possibility that there are 1,001 traces, because the other traces are unbound, because I'm new chain of marches. And the Tirchas on the way, I'm near Tam Nelson. Sometimes, as the way she pointed out, sometimes the other soldiers are also near Tam Nelson. Some students are near, pointed out that in the springtime, I think you said, on the young kid, it's very common that they have nails in their belly that puncture the intestine. Because the kid graze outside, and they always, in the farm, they bring nails into the stenches, and then the dumb behemoths have no circle, so they swallow the nails, and the nails go in the belly, and they go through the intestine, and they puncture holes in the intestine. So what she said that if you have to check for the Tirchas on the way, the Rambam says you have to check that because that's a Mirtam Motzi. And how Motzi is it? So he said it's about 14% frequency. So he said in the springtime on the young kids, it's more than 14% that they have tonsils infections because of the nails. So you have to check for that also. Mishkan Alokha Mersi Mishkan Alokha Mersi Mishkan Mishkan Alokha Mersi 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 Mishkan Does it have to be, how high a meal does it have to be that it should be called Mir Tamot? We don't know exactly, but Tirchas on the Rei are around 14%. But anything is that percentage or higher, that certainly calls Mir Tamot. So that Ramban's out is only on a level of Ravona. So they should say that maybe you could do the right thing. The Ramban has this twice. The Ramban has it in the Kedushin and in the Machamos in the beginning of Chulin. And it's not word for word, the whole Ramban, except for one word. And one of the two, I forgot this one. One of the two, he writes that it's only the Rabbanon. And the other one, he writes the whole Shiva Torah without writing that it's only the Rabbanon. So after that, she thought that should be a good way to this distinction between the Amir Tamot and Amir Shanamatri, that the Amir Tamot, you have to be braided for Hatzila. By Amir Shanamatri, you don't have to bother being braided. She thought that perhaps should be a good way. But in Shuhanat, they quote the other line in the Ramban, where he has the other one. It's not the same thing word for word, with very slight variations, and this is one of the slight variations. And one of the two, it seems to say that it's only the Rabbanon. Even though there perhaps the Tanu de Rabbanon, generally it's in the Shulchan Aruch, the Tanu de Rabbanon, but here is their Aisha. The Gemara says that this is their Aisha. That when you have a Shluch and Mitzvah, and you go to him, Usually we say that whenever there's a struggle satana, even if the rogue is that there's no satana, it's only a chashash rocha, which is only a miyuchim for the satana, so that's considered a struggle satana, and you have to worry about it. What happens if the struggle satana means that people are not worried, so he's not worried, he's not a struggle satana. What happens if some people are worried, some people are not worried, but for those who are worried, it's still a struggle satana, for those who are not worried, it's not called a struggle satana. But what happens if it's a miyuch, she'enu motu, she'enu motu, it's only a 5% sin. Now there is satana, and the person is worried about it. So then it is called the satana. What happens if he's doing a bar mitzvah? That's exactly what he's going to say. If he's doing a bar mitzvah, then you're not supposed to worry about it. That's what it means. You can mitzvah, and he's working. But if it's shiach hazek, if it's a new, come up to him, and you're nervous about it. The guy's a dear devil, and he's not worried about the 15% chance of satana. Satana. It's not called the Sabbath Satana. If he is nervous about it, then even the Mocha Mitzvah he has to worry. But if it's only, let's say, 5% Sabbath Satana, then the Mocha Mitzvah he's not supposed to worry about it. It's a little Mocha Mitzvah. If he's worried, then it's called the Sabbath Satana. Is that the Indra? Is it Ali Yen? Is Ali Yen? Can you say 4 inches to me? Do an errand. The father asked him to do an errand. He wants him to go see how his other daughter, how she's doing her job, and come back and tell me what the story is. How my behemoth, how my investment, how my children, how's the business done? How's my father sending me to his business office to check that everything is okay and come back and give me a report? But if mommy's keeping out of it, yeah. It's service. No, service. Service for the father. Let's keep it out of here. But the father tells me what I should major in and what I should do for a living, whom I should marry, and where should I go. So that's my secret out of hand. That's my story to the father. He's giving me an answer. So that's my secret out of hand. But some folks know that that's no. And other folks that it's not stupid, it's not money, it's nothing. I'm not looking for this to say, it's just for my body. He's not looking to spend money on sending me to the university, that's not his choice. I want to go to Harvard, he wants me to go to Shiva College. He says, I don't want you to go to Harvard. So I say, no, I want to go. So I don't have to listen to me. He doesn't have to pay. He doesn't want to spend the money, but then you have to spend it. He doesn't want
it.
No. So he's not supposed to be working supposed to. He shouldn't have. Shouldn't have gone in the first place. Shouldn't have gone in the first place. Why would the brothers claim to kill him? It's not law, so let him eat. What kind of business is this? It was the famous comic with Fauna has, they considered him a raider. Somehow they thought that he was out to get them. I saw the Ragasava writes in his synthesis. Going to the Ramachava and Tumi. Ramachava writes on his passport that they felt that he was an Novi Asheka, Kalonia. He was interpreting his Kalonia that he was going to be the king. So he thought he was an Novi Asheka. But I think it generally assumed like the Sona said that they felt that he was out to get them somehow. He had a dinner related. That's why it's interesting the comments in the Sefer Yedid Azor on this passport. He said, well, the Reuben said, nah, come, let's not kill him. Don't I kind of not finish? Let's run into the door. What are they going to do? How long are they going to leave him in the door? Indefinitely. He's going to starve to death. So what have we accomplished over here? Yes. The simple shot in the part of you that he planned to save him. But what did the brothers think? The brothers thought they wasn't going to save him. They're going to leave him. Gramatika. So Gramatika makes it better? So the Rebbe Azar says, you can't mock the Trinitary Welsh. There's a, in Shulchanot they quote this, that the Gemara says in the end of Bracha is that a master is being a Kerovah. He's allowed to kill a master because he has a dream like a Rebbe. Then you're allowed to kill a master. If a person is actively involved in a deeper discipline, he's about to kill someone, then the master says, you cannot kill a Menashe, you can kill him out there. What if he's a master? If he's actively engaged in the material right now, he can shoot him on the spot. He's not actively engaged in the material, so we know. But he has the habits, he has the plans for mocking somebody to the government. But then the Rebosh has a chiva where he quotes the Rabbeinu Hananel, halacha l'maita, that you're not permitted to kill an outcry, you're just permitted malizim v'lo malam. You're just permitted to do gramatzi. That's the lashon ha'gemara. In Abu Dhan, Rav Chavot, he says that a master is Rav Chavot. And the master is Maridin below Malin. So the Rabbeinu Hanan is quoted by the Russian saying, Maridin only means to be married him to cause damage to him and not to do it with Isa Biyadar. So what's the deal with Tadir from the Russian Agamara? How do you know? So Rabbeinu Hanan suggests that maybe it's going to be possible. As two men with one up to the other, they seem to be unrelated. So Rashi says, Anahanam, they're absolutely totally unrelated, but because it's the same Andama, the same Rashi, it's an unusual combination. But this person is the name of that person. It's not Amrav Yudah Marav. It's an unusual combination. I forgot about you. Somebody's there and somebody else. So they told us that both men were the same one up to the other, even though they're totally unrelated. And the Rashi says, no, that they are related. But this Andama says two things, that if you put Nachanus or Amalam Ashram as Rashi, the aim is to not yet, because we need to kill Nisa. The Hadorah became a man and Avon Hashma Krab in Yeshba. So why do you put these two together? Because what did they think they were gaining by putting them into the bowl? They said, Avon Hashma Krab into the entrance, because the bowl is so deep, they didn't see them about Hashma Krab. But just like if the bowl is very deep, you don't notice that it's like this. And that time it is very cool, you don't notice. The people look ahead. They don't look down, they don't look up. The hangers look down. You should go and look up. You know, people are very busy. Look up. And normal people look for an Echel and Echel Yabitu. I didn't even know if they didn't love them. People look far up there, normal people stay there, yeah?
So what is the problem that people don't look up at the
same thing? Right.
So when you talk to people say, you look at the same thing, they couldn't see it,
they didn't look at it. The Ramban doesn't say that they didn't see the snake. Ramban says that the snake must have been in the crevices or in tunnels in the burrow. He says the snakes weren't there, running around the bottom of the burrow. Ramban says that they would have seen it. He says they were in tunnels or in crevices in the burrow. Following his offer. So he's in his drummer, like drummer's season. Push him over the cliff. That's what you have to buy. So the Rabbeinu Hanan says not. He says by our road, who is actively engaged in the deep and not by the mouth of the shots and the series, he's killing the Adam. His mom is sure he'll write this right now. But if he's a master, I'll show him how to. He claims to be a master. He claims to do the series. But right now, he's not actively engaged in the series. So when he's watching this too, of course, men are off, but you're not permitted to do what you think of the Adam. I think he quoted Mr. Hanan, yeah. So I'm not saying I think he quoted Mr. Hanan. I'm questioning Mr. Hanan. I think he says, it's only Malibu and not the Adam.
Is it
proven there?
He
takes over
20
hours
of
them, and he breaks his legs. And then they get him in there. He's very good. Well, Lord, I'm not allowed. I guess I'm going to put the fire on. I don't know. Well, no. The Medrash Tamar says, the Medrash Tamar says, the Medrash that the Torah writes that his intention was to do it by mitzvah. The Torah is Messiah thing. The Torah comes right from the finish. When a person does what Baba tells you. So then the Medrash on Megillah Shmos says he's saying by Boaz, and he gives Ron Tynan, to the Kukum and Messiah thing. And the Medrash says that the Zman Hazeh, that the finish is already completed, and the Rebbe is already, all the whole Tanakh is already Shepa Hasimah Tatanah. So who's going to record the great 19th century that people do? The Magician says that this Allah, Mabu, the Torah, and the Malaha Mashiach, and the Banishwam are placed in our brother. What's the significance of that? So all of that Hashem is saying that the Magician says, yeah, that a lot of times people have to do it by myth, and you don't realize the myth is valuable at that myth. You don't realize how important that myth is going to turn out to be, like over here. And he really saved Yosef's life, and then Yosef went to the shrine, and that led to the whole struggle to the shrine, and then anything that followed that, that was a major link in the history of the Jewish people. This story over here. And the same thing Boaz, that he was in the carriage with Ruth Moabiya, was also a major link in the history of the Jewish people, but that's from Malchus Ben David turned out, and so on. So the Medrash encourages us also to realize that that's how it does. Medrash encourages us to realize that we shouldn't think that when we do a double turning, they wrote up in the newspapers 200,000 people went to Washington. Then they said your name, then they said your name. And it's terrible how people went to Washington. You shouldn't feel as if, what I did doesn't count. What you did can count a lot. It could be that your participation in that Bar Mitzvah, on the assumption that it was a Bar Mitzvah, was a major step in the history of the world, and the history of the Jewish people. But in every sense, you shouldn't think that actions that are done because of all about Torah, doesn't go about Torah. And you all know, you write the Bible, the source of the Melech HaMashiach, 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 the Melech
HaMashiach,
the Melech HaMashiach, the Melech HaMashiach, the Melech HaMashiach, the Melech HaMashiach, the Melech HaMashiach, the Melech HaMashiach, the Melech
HaMashiach,
the Melech HaMashiach, the Melech HaMashiach, the Melech
HaMashiach,
the Omdolinian, if you had a bed with an Omdolinian, then you could be real if I could follow the star. It wasn't a bed with an Omdolinian, it just thought about that. There were only nine, the Medrash tells that the tenth one involved in the hair of the skin himself. Who was around at the time that he told us? And the Medrash says, the same as the Tanfumet says, that's also a quote about nothing over there, because when you look at the hair, you have to have a union of 10 people. So who is the tenth one over here? Before the start of Yosef, he wasn't interested in making a cherem against the Mizrach. So the Rashi told him, no, it's a Mizrach and a Mizrach is Shkina. So no one should be the Mizrach. The Rashi told him, how does the Mizrach? Nine were Kinegar, the nine spoken, the tenth one was Kinegar Akkadi Shlokim. That's how one of the Darshan said on the talk at the end of Chumash Vayitra. That's how some say that this is a recitation. If I'm right, the book of the is a recitation. If I'm right, the book of the sun is a recitation. If I'm right, the book of the sun is a recitation. If I'm right, the book of the sun is a recitation. Each one of the sun is supposed to be connected to the shaded. There were only nine shvatim involved. So how come there were 10 halukim altars? Again, this is how I feel. Yeah, Kaidu Sajan, and the people were connected to Shkina. He was the 10th one. Shkina was the 10th one in making the hair. I really think the net is clear from the Maitre Bakr Matzayim is a recitation. The Chal Maitre is a recitation. The Chal Lama Mei Fakiva, the Chal Yoroa Bakr Matzayim. The Chal of the Tuzak, the Rabbi of the Chaya, and he's partially quotes, and he's partially by Yeshu, quotes from Kabbalah story. That's not it. That the Atola Yenim Alkos were killed because of because of the swelling of the
Well,
that is
according
the emperor that said, okay. Anyway, there are slight inaccuracies there, but the basic thing appears in very old in Russia. The Gemara in the first verse says, I have been condemned Yehuda. He says, Mabetcha Tinari Tafiri. He says to Lashon Mabetcha, he's not going to talk to the poor girl or Hashem, that he ever prayed with Yehuda, that he said, not better, he saved the open slides. But for a better, that one is Mubarak of Hosea, and then Yehuda, Yehuda Hashem, that's not tough. He's not supposed to give a blessing to the one who had in his power to solve the whole problem, and instead he made a compromise. You're not supposed to compromise. Sometimes you have no prayer, you have to compromise. But people are listening to you, so why should you compromise? Is this having the thing fully done the right way? In politics, a lot of times, the majority makes compromises in our society. Sometimes it's a wind compromise of the roof wall, or sometimes it's a wind compromise of the drain wall. So whatever they're going to gain off, so why do they compromise? If the people have had time to go into these rapids, they won't compromise. Sometimes they have no fear. You won't compromise the roof wall. Compromise. But over here, the mother understands that Yehuda had such clout by the brothers, they would have listened to whatever he said. He would respect that as a miller. So why do you have to say now? That's an out of the Safino, the proven in surrender. If you're in charge, it's great. Forget about the whole thing, we'll bring them, and we'll just, give them with them. We'll straighten them out. The Prophet says that when he brought the stone of Tarsim back to the father, he was clear. Well, he said, when he told some others that in this house of D.C. that you have an obligation to live clear. The mother doesn't want to happen to you. The mother doesn't want to go out and talk to some other students. He's there, the mother said, John, we're going to come with you. The mother said, if that was the drum of the Tamutu, it's a Bnei Aaron. No one should live for the Bnei Aaron, but if you don't live for someone else, then Rachai needs to get Shema. Most of you should understand that that's only not enough, that a tree is only the Rabbanon. And others, they must, for a couple of whole month, a tree is really within their rights. But the mother really needs it. Why do you like the drum of the Tamutu? That tree is really the rights. And that is coming from this post. But there is a thing of tree. And Saba also knows the only drop in the gift, there's Saba Elis. Not only gift, there's Saba Elis. Rashi puts the letters of Yitzchak. The Yitzchak was observing our word of Vayei Oso Abu. So the Prophet says in Vayei Oso Abu, the Yankov is crying about Yosef. Vayei Oso Abu, the father, Yaakov, is crying about him. So Rashi puts the letters that he doesn't mean that. Abi Shel Yaakov was crying with him, not about him. Vayeshev Shalim Vayeshito. And Yitzchak was crying with Yaakov, even though Yitzchak knew the truth.
Maybe
that's why he's crying. Because he said Yaakov was Yaakov, and he couldn't tell him that he knew. He couldn't tell him that he knew that Yosef had been alive for the marriage they had made a hurry. So he's finding it on everybody. The terror is not a prophecy, he's keeping his prophecy, but the terror is finding it on the people who weren't there. Because Reuben wasn't there when they made the fair, otherwise you didn't have to start this thing. Reuben wasn't there for the fair. And Yitzchak wasn't there. And so it's all binding on everybody. And you had the Reuben who were authorized. Who authorized them? I don't know. But you had the Reuben who were authorized. And they said, meaning the 10 guys make it home, no one's allowed to go there and have a shot to swear. So I don't know if that would be authorized. I don't know if that's binding. Maybe it's not binding.
Well, what do you mean yourself? The office of being somebody else?
I don't know.
If you want to make a claim on yourself, that's fine.
Yeah. Ramban has at the end of the Chumash Vayikra, Chachar Mashiachim and Rabbi Loi Yisabes, the Ramban of Chumash writes, and Ramban has a little simple that's called Mishpat Aferim, that in that part that you learn out, that the Melech, or the Sanhedrin, have the authority and the power to institute a Torah that should be binding on all of the community. The family here, since Yehuda was wrong, Yehuda had to be Melech. I don't know, the schooner went along with them. The schooner wasn't even interested in this place. The schooner was interested in the room. And he walked down the block and they said, we're going to make five persons in the room. Came in and he said, he did him a favor. The schooner wasn't even interested in this whole deal over there.
That's the way the world started to have everything in the family, only had nine people.
What? They didn't
decide to change it? I don't know. They have to be out.
Thank you.
then whether he's alive.
He didn't want to violate the
Hebrew.
Yes,
he
was.
Yes, he was.
Yes, he was.
Yes,
he was. Yes, he was.
Yes,
he was.
Yes,
he was. Yes, he was. Yes, he was. Yes, he was. Yes, he was. Yes, he was. Yes, he was. Yes, he was. Yes, he was. Yes, he was. Yes, he was. Yes, he was. Yes, he was. Yes, he was. Yes, he was. Yes, he was. Yes, he was. Yes, The end of my cousin, that if a person is observing Avelis for a relative who dies, that his relative who would observe Avelis if he would have died, has to observe Avelis with him, Tito Babai, the son of. And they're in the same house with him. So learn the son of, they're not in the same house, they don't have. So I saw that they did have love, and the Rav Shabbat both have the same comments on this cousin. By Yesh Kosov of him, that the Medrash interprets by Yesh Kosov of him, that Yesh Kosov is crying along with Yaakov, by Yesh Kosov means by Yesh Kito, not like the simple shot that Yaakov is crying about Yesh, but that is that Yesh Kosov is crying with Yaakov. So why with Yaakov? Because of that being in the Gemara. It's called on the top below and the top below. But I'm not like the other day that we don't observe this thing anymore, this man of we got away with this person. By Yesh Kosov, we don't observe that. And it gives you a whole rationale, this is the whole reason why. So from the top of the mall and the top of the mimo, is Mishum Kvodo, Shlom HaOvel. We assume as much as there that the Avel Mamorakal on that COVID, that they don't get COVID, that they'd rather just shoot them and stuff. And the Muslim on the phone, so you're not going to
wouldn't
it be perfect for the capital? Yes, it's the whole thing in the cover, so Yaakov should show color. No, if Yaakov would die, Yitzchak would have to shoot before Yaakov. The one hand is in, whoever I would have to be in the saddle for if he would die, so if he couldn't shoot after the rest of the day, we have to observe shooting in his credit. Any relative for whom I would have to observe Avelis if he were to die, even if he didn't die, but he was observing Avelis. The mother says, Kosher, the Sabbath, my love, the Sabbath, he knows, and he's observing Avelis with someone.
It would work one way, for he doesn't track the problem.
Well, another reason is Hebrew. Cover that thing. Another answer that's coming in.
Supposedly,
Imo Babai,
right.
The Kono. Right, so that's Vayek, also always means Vayek Kito. So he only observed Avelis, Yitzchak only observed Avelis when he was in the presence of Yaakov. That's how they both comment. There is Yitzchak Zohar and the Rav Shabbat. They both comment on this passage the same way. The passage says later that Yehuda had two sons. He had Er, then he had Oynon. So there's a Targum Yerushin over here that they make the Achrayim make a big fuss about. So Yerushin says, why did they call the baby Oynon? Because they knew that he was going to die and they were going to observe Aminus. Avelis for him. But Er died before him. So why didn't they call the first child Oynon? Why did they call the second child Oynon? So they quote in the name of Yomala Valozina, the brother of Rakhine Valozina. He was the one who shot by heart. And when the only one to remember the Russian of the Mar, he asked Yomala what he said anymore. He knew shots better than the drum. And the biographer was called Tolda Southern, but Rakhine sometimes called that.
I think he died in
the middle of the day. So Yomala Valozina suggested that the shot from this time of the medicine is that on the first child, you don't have to call Ravola. There's a Ramor.
were a day in Hilchot Aveir, it's called such a far out minute, and it's called the service practice. And the Bali Aveir said, well, how many? That if a person had a few children and the first child died, so they wouldn't have job out there, because it's considered as if it's not their child. The first child is paid as much as a long period of learning. So the only job out there is if the second child dies away from it. We suggest, the Ramallah suggests that maybe that's the kavana behind it. But then there are what is it, the middle church and the middle church, and it has a mocker, and you shouldn't call it such a name, and it's a negative idea. There is no such thing. So where did it come from? Where did it come from? Plata first. So the Ramallah Lodin says, it's the Tavi Anderson here, that before the second child died, because they knew he was going to ultimately die, they would have to observe a mourning period to him, so why don't they call the first one on it? Because the first one, you don't observe how they look from. The first Nino writes in the Chumash that it's against the Gemara's Perish. The Gemara's Perish against it. Because the Gemara says, by a Kor getting each time, it says, you raise yourself, no, long as you start to have the Gemara says, the Kor habar la'acha mitos nefolim, Kor habar la'acha nefolim, get each time. Let's say if a woman gives birth, a woman is pregnant, and then she has a miscarriage. And then she has a baby boy later. So that baby boy doesn't have to have a baby on there. It's the first pregnancy was a pregnancy of more than 40 days. If it's a pregnancy of less than 40 days, you have a miscarriage before 40 days, so we can also consider that might be almost. So the second baby could be born as the first one. The first one didn't count at all. But if the first pregnancy was more than 40 days, then it's considered a lot. And then there's no thinking of that for the second pregnancy. So would the second child, if it turned out to be a boy, would the second child get each night? Because the laws of Pishnaim are not necessarily identical with the laws of Pishnaim. Right. Depends on the father, doesn't depend on the mother. It's right away different. And then the Mishnah says you said it goes to Chor. You end up with a Chor, but they're not totally different. You can have sometimes the Yesh Chor and the Tikkun HaBen, and you're not a Chor and the Yesh 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 Chor. How does one know it? Because the prophet says, you raise yourself, no, long as you pass up, when you raise yourself, no. So the Gemara says, Reish is an inuso. Misha Niva Dover Olam. The first one that was in this carriage, there wasn't available for. If the baby is still born, then it's not available for. So it was a miscarriage. It was born before the Kola Hadasha. So it's not available. It's not available. So the prophet says, which first born son gets Bishnayim? Reish is an or Reish is an inuso. The one who was born in Kola Hadasha, the one, if he were to die, they would have observed Abelus Dan, and now that he didn't die, the father died, so the Kor gets his son. So the first minister says, you see, the foolish in the pocket, but the Kor, if the Kor dies, the parents have to observe Abelus. That's what it's now about, and they should sound a raging time in Nisa.
You're the first born.
Whatever it is, the first one son, if that first one son would have died, the parents would have observed of anything. So now that he didn't die, so that son is the one who gets Krishna. You see that the parents observe of anything. If the first one son died, I'm a foolish at Rashi Kagima. But here the Kagima sounds like he says otherwise. Tosafot points out that when Yehuda tells Tamar, Shvi Amona Beis Aviyach, what do you mean Beis Aviyach? Go back to your father's home. Her father was not alive anymore. How do folks know her father was not alive? So one place in Erevan writes, because Tamar was Bita Shoshen. And it says in the Chumash when Shem died. It's calculated the year. So by the time that Tamar was involved in, by the time he came to Paris by Yesh, they shame any bride a long time ago. Whenever it was, it was just the same guy. It was a very strange, that she must have been a very, very old lady, it's a very strange shidduch over here. 100 years older than her husband. So how did Titus know that Bita Shoshen means literally the daughter of Shem? She was the descendant of Shem? So how did they know that she was that her father wasn't alive? So the Titus in the air is in rush like that. The trauma was Bita Shoshen, and Shem had already died. The other Titus in the Shlach, and Kedushim and Mishroch, and Shabbos, then on the recent place was the another place, the other place where it's over there, they don't say she was Bita Shoshen, and Shem had died. It just alludes to the Gemara in the Seisot. that when she was dressed up like a Kedesha, and Yehuda wanted to be Mizana with her, so he never has a whole lot of gratitude in his face, so that Yehuda asked her, are you an Eshet Ish? So she says, no. Then he asked, maybe your father was in contribution. So she says, my father's not alive. And the mother said the same, so she said, her father's not alive. She was your son. So whatever it is, just to take the foot. So she says that Tamar's father is not alive. Nevertheless, he tells her, she am on our Beit Avir. So how is it called Beit Avir? You see, a Beit Avir doesn't mean literally your father is building, your father's house. Your family. Beit Avir means go back to your family. So take the sense. You need to see that when you write the Mitzvah, you write the Dain and Dini, the Amal of Flame, the Bo'avu. And this is the value of all the property that the Kala brought into the marriage. When a girl gets married, so she has clothing and she has jewelry, and the father-in-law has given her an automobile and and an apartment in Jerusalem or whatever, his father gave him apartment, two apartments, whatever. So whatever the value of all of that property that she moves into the marriage is, that's called the Meduni. So you write the Dain and Dini, the Amal of Flame, the Bo'avu. And this is the value of both of the property that she brought into the marriage from her father's home. The argument is that if the girl has a father, she's right in the Abu, and if the father is not alive, the girl is in the presence, she's right in the Dei Nasha. Dei Nasha means a different thing. Kinashari ala kinis kol amoli. That's how the Rabbeinu Bukhari wrote on Chumash. In fact, Lashon and with Tzubi, the Dei Nasha is based on the fact that Kinashari ala kinis forget. And when a girl gets married, so she leaves her family, and she forgets about what's going on there by her parents.
Supposed
to take care of her husband. Yeah. How does Yehuda say, Shvi, there is no father. Her father has died already. Could be the father was still alive with your son. Yeah, if you say that he was beat to show shame because Shane died a long time ago, but if you say that, how do you know that she didn't have a father? Because his mother says, when you really want to be resigned with her, so yes, maybe Shane, the people are just pushing, and she says, no, I'm not, my father's not alive, I'm going to say that. Maybe that was later, maybe at this time the father was alive. That's what Tyson says. Tyson says that at this time she had no father. So he literally refers to her family as Beit Avir. But you know the word Beit Avir doesn't literally mean your father's house. Family. So Tyson's right that even though Arminig is, Tyson's in the wrong thing, right? But even though Arminig is, that you write a mix to the They didn't even know the father. Why didn't Yehuda encourage his son Shelah to be the Yab in her? He said, Kiyamat ha-yamud gamut yakob. He's afraid he's also going to die. So Rashi says, Mechazeket to Sheyamut la'an ha-sheah. The Gemara has a machleket. Where do you have Shimon Amir? Whether betrayed him, he had a chazor of a cloud in him. The Gemara is only to be in Rabbi Yilin to say that he said to the Bunit Katlam. If betrayed him, he had a chazor. So it's a simple interpretation of the Rashi. Mechazeket to you, Sheyamut la'an ha-sheah twice. So she's the first Kaplanis from
Christ.
That's a deal in Rishonim, whether the Mocha Mitzvah people will also have to worry about Kaplanis or not. Okay. He was wrong because they died because of their sins. He didn't know that they had sin and that's why they died. He thought that they died possibly because she was a Katlan. Due to the fact that they married her. The Gemara has a machlokes what the whole Katlan is based on. With a Nazar Garamah. Mayim
Garamah.
The Rambam and the Tshuva writes that the whole thing is just superstition. That there is no such thing as a Katlan. Yeah, but Yehuda didn't know that. Yehuda didn't know that, Rashi holds. Yehuda didn't know that his son had sinned. He thought that they were Sadiqin and they died in Hesper. And she was a Katlan. And the prophet says that he made a mistake. By Yeradim Hashem Shor, for the Yom Kippur. The guy just told him he's on it. The Rambam sheep is a Katlan, it is not a real thing. It's just that people who are nervous, so there's no giving a clause on when you've got to be nervous about and when not. But if you're not nervous, it's good to forget about the whole thing. The Klonish can do. That's what the Rambam says. But in Shohanah, they quote the generalist that's been sitting against the Rambam, but it's interesting. And when a woman is a Katlan, well, there is what to worry about. If a man is a Katlan, that is no good.
That means that he married somebody else,
or
he didn't grow up. How
did
you know when he grew up?
I don't think he knew
that he married
somebody.
Well, what's
that impression?
One day she decided, oh, now he's growing up, now.
She finally realized that he was just there for her to cash. That's a medicine. Yehuda promises to give the Zayna a nest on Zayna, and then later on he has to pay up. That's the make good. It's even a passage that if a person is designed with a Zayna, he promises to pay. And you got to pay. And the Gemara says, that's not for Barak. He's a Barlima. That's a Zafir. What's the fee? Dinam, fee is permanent. It's a dinam, fee is permanent. The service is rendered. You got to pay. But you agree that you're going to pay me $1,000 for this act of nurse. So the Allah said, we have to pay. That's the other problem with the Ram there. So then the Gemara has as far as the Barlima, or whatever that means. Whether it's canceled, the Kamala Vidam, but without Kamala Vidam, it's a regular dinner.
What is this before the Shemitah? How
much
you go
to that institution
and then go to the Shemitah? It's not a matter of paying. But Hakkara Saruba is after 3 months. The Gemara says we have a halamaisa. That a Mubarak is considered a Mishalakul Zamin, and she doesn't have to observe all the regular Hokkatura. But all other women observe, there are slight differences. So when is she considered Mubarak? Let's say she took a pregnancy test, she hasn't been pregnant for 2 days. So she's already considered a Mubarak. But the Gemara says 3 months. Maybe that's not his mother and mother. They didn't have pregnancy tests. Maybe the mother said he had pregnancy tests, so she considered Mr. Leckel's running earlier. So that's what some claim that it's done. I didn't think that it was
done.
Maybe she's eating more potato chips than she should. Sometimes women are fat and sometimes women are pregnant. So how do you know? Maybe you feel a movement. But you know, if you feel a baby jumping around, so obviously it's not the potato chip. That's not in the second month, it's not in the third month, that's later. That's 5 months, it's later. But in 3 months, we assume that the woman is not eating potato chips, that she's really crazy. So that's the shalom. What about this mother there? If we get to her, we get to the Sanhedrin. It means that on all the other Sanhedrin, as far as the Ishmael and Kippur, a Mubarak doesn't have to pair. It says there are most of the meanings that they should do. And Nika Razin, it says they don't have to pair because they have the status of a firm change of Satan. So when do they have that status? So it's not after 3 months. And what if they have it? What if they buy the change earlier that they're pregnant? She say that she's already Mubarak, but she doesn't have to pair. If anything, maybe you should say to Gemara that even after 3 months she should pair. Because the women today, they take vitamin pills and they take iron pills and everything. They're very healthy. They just get healthy whether they're pregnant or nursed or regular. Years ago, when a woman was pregnant, she was calling a prophet. When a woman was nursing, she was weak. So no better than any, so she shouldn't have other things sometimes. That's the way, because they supplement their diet with all kinds of vitamin pills. And everything. Maybe the whole gene of courage and stuff doesn't apply.
So therefore,
they're
saying both of by today,
that's what some say, but the question is maybe not. Maybe the Gemara needs to say that after 3 months of being pregnant, then her body cycle will change. Not a question of ascertaining what she's saying. But she's saying it's long enough. Some women, right? But that's what you do. Well, that shouldn't change. That may change over the years. That may change in different climates in different parts of the world. But that shouldn't change just because we've asked the same as the one who was pregnant earlier. But if she's in the collective zone, it depends on how long she's pregnant. For the past 3 months, she has to be pregnant for 3 months. Well, the Gemara has a certain hilchos nidah don't apply. Certain things don't apply. She has a liaison, so she becomes a nidah d'oraita, a regular nidah. But if she doesn't have a real gun, she doesn't have a real gun, then you don't have to be patient for the Yom HaKippur.
If she doesn't
sit down,
there's no
priest
at all?
I don't think so. She's Mufalat HaZam, so there's no good priest. Why was Yehuda interested in killing her? Or see her if he saw it? What kind of stock is that? So the Bala Turman, the regular promotion, Bala Turman calls the Pshat from Rafira Apostle. That it means that they'll burn something in our forehead, like the scarlet letter. Put letter A to represent the fact that he's an adulterer. So that kind of says, I'll deal with the story, to burn a mark in our forehead that everybody should know that she was a zone. But that's not what the story is. The story says we're not ready to go there. The Gemara says that the woman is not a killer. So the Gemara says another girl, why is there to kill her? Because the Beis Din so shame had already been raised there. They had already been raised there years before. The Chachamim died also, but we still were there. Where the Chachamim and the Chachamim? So the Gemara says the Beis Din so shame had made a very rare of intermarriage. Because you're not allowed to be Madonna with a non-Jewish person. So the Gemara understands that she probably must have converted. Someone must have converted in order to marry Yehuda's son here, in order to marry Oyman, so she had converted. And then, who was she Mizana with? Must have been a boy. She wouldn't have Mizana with a Jew. So they said, help you if you saw. And they said, no, she wasn't Mizana with a girl. That's how we want our Lady Zara understand, though. We had to help you if you because she had violated the Zera business of sin. Right. You can say to the Gemara that they're going to kill her to shoot her. So the question is, but why were they going to kill her? So the Gemara now goes on. That's one of the things that she was crying and anger because she violated the Gemara that they didn't show shame. I'm into that.
So that's why
it
wasn't
violated. Yeah, but it's kind of what it... Ooh, that was... I don't know. Talking about the failure is that she's not. Maybe. I was talking about the same moment, yeah. I don't know. It's a good question. That's what the Gemara said. The Gemara said that Zina Shoshin was older than... I don't know. It sounded they knew the people right, and they added on. Marshals, they added on. Marshals, these are the right is only the Farhesia. These are the right is only the Farhesia. Marshals said that the sinner, the same thing that the national thing was Joseph. And the thing is that if you want to, you can even give an Amish mitzvah for an Avir of the Rabban. The Gemara says that there's the Machu Yonch and Shreiman Adin. The Gemara says that one Pukhanathan, a man rode on a horse on Shabbos, and the person decided to want to give mitzvah, so he gave him mitzvah. The Gemara has a Lamed Vav on a day. And my body goes. First of all, that's what helped me in the internet. The Gemara says these are the right of the marriage only there are Kashmir. And when Dina Shoshen is what is the reason there are few? And the Gemara talks about for Boyal Aram, it's a Behesim, it's Sina, and the Gemara says when Dina Shoshen is the guy there, that's the Gemara. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin also say, but it appears to be wrong, but how can she have been in the marriage? the native Zera of Nazgoa and Nazgad. The native Zera that if a man has an affair with a shikta, he violates 42 in the Rabbanim. And there's two versions of the Gemara. One is what's the Rashi Tanya from before the Rabbanim? Is it Nun Shin Gimel Aleph or Nun Shin Gimel Zayin? Is it neither Shikha Goya Eitetid, if she happens to be married, if the Shikha is married, or is it neither Shikha Goya Zayna, if you happen to be a Kohen? Is there any violating Mr. Zayna? On a Dreidel it says Nun Gimel Eitetid. I thought of David Cohen writing his weekly paper that he put out. He has a Hashara. Nun Gimel Eitetid, everybody knows he stands for Nesh Gadol HaYashan, so he said, Hupa. He thinks that maybe it was a reputation that if they give us a Hashemite, we're greater than Nazgo. Then she would give her Aleph. And sometimes he writes Hey instead of Aleph, he writes like, you want to have a Rabbi Kiva. So the Babli is spelled with an Aleph, and the Shammai Rabbi Kiva goes spelled with an Aleph. So he suggests that maybe the Dreidel, right? He's on the Dreidel, is the Dere Nazgo. Maybe it has nothing to do with Nazgo at all by yourself. And then the Aledit was going to be their menace to say who is the Kohen who is the Pasha. So the Gemara says in the last parish of the Kedushin that Chaya, that the Aledit is their menace to say who is one person, even if there was no one else there. And the Shami understands the Pasha to imply that there was nobody else in the delivery room. Not that they had a meeting of men standing around saying Tillim, and then the baby was born and they were all watching the baby. There were no men around. There was only just one woman, the midwife was there. And she tied on the skin that she should remember. She's going to be their menace. How is she their menace? Whatever it's relevant for, whatever it's relevant for, why should she be in a menace? And some things we learn, Anisha should not be in a menace. If you want her to be, let's say, the Chaya or something, I want her to say, who is the core for Tishnai purposes? He's not a Talmud. Who is the core for Tishnai? That's Mamana thing. Can we be waiting for that? There's one opinion that says it's weird, right, that when he was younger, in the Yeshnath, when he was younger, he was on the opinion based on him, that his coefficient made effort to get Tishnah. And when he grew older, he realized that the Rambam was right. The Rambam says on Yeshnath, there's only two agents, that's the same with the story. But nonetheless, in the Aledis, he's in the memory. So let's say to ascertain, to testify, a few women gave birth to children, and we don't know which one is a Kohen, which one is a lady, which one is his child. There are five women and five babies. You don't know which baby can match up to which mother. So the Gemara says, then the Aledit is an amenity. That should also be Dovah should be over. That should say he's a man, he's a son, he's a lady. That should also be Mikwid and Dovah should be over. Nevertheless, then the Aledit is an amenity. So Shiloh, why did the Aledit is an amenity? Because Yeshua, on the last 13th edition, has a fear between two Rana. The Rana is Gemara, the Chaya, and then it's the Yalfa. The Chaya says right away, who is the core? The Chaya says, which one is a man, which one is a son, which one is a cholo? The Rana is Gemara, comments on this Gemara says it's a Tachana Birabon. So the person is only an Asmach, that's not a real thing there, right? And the Rana in another place in Kedushin, I think in the first place in Kedushin, comments on a different Gemara, that when you say that you need to aid into the to be Erevor, that's only when the testimony is coming to be Mishana the Hazrofa. But whenever he's not coming to be Mishana the Hazrofa, then he has to believe. Let's say a father says, Kibashtiya, beat in any door and beat Kibashtiya. I remember I married my daughter, well, and I don't remember who the husband is. It was a long time ago, I don't remember who the husband is. And a man comes and he says, I'm the husband. Nobody knows, the father doesn't know, and the child doesn't know, nobody remembers who the husband is. He comes and he says, the Gemara says that he's Neman. The man comes to this, I need to ask you, Neman. So the Ram comments, how come he's Neman? So her daughter should be Erevah. Maybe she's someone else today, she says she's being examined with her sister. He says, no, it's not, can I get a husband? If you say, I know she says, the husband died and she's no longer an Eishes Tish. She says, Steve Rowe became an Eishes Tish, that's why we should be Erevah. But I know that she's an Eishes Tish. I just don't know who the husband is. And then a fellow comes in and he volunteers and he says, I am the husband. He says, Nikira did his name. That's what the Bnei Yeshua asks, that's here in the Rav. So what? He says, that's a Chayah, his name is only Kakona, the Rabbanon. To be good men, I tell you. Because it's not Kenegara Hazoka. If you want to just ascertain who is the mom and who's the friend, who's the color. For the purpose of Tishnai, that's Taka, Takana, the Rabbanon. because the mamzer is always mishneim. But for the purpose of ascertaining who's a cholo and who's a mamzer and who's a kohen and who's a yisrael kosher and so on, why do you say that the yuchsin is those that were born only to aid him? But the kid was just born. So none of the five babies who were born have a cheskos kashrus or a cheskos kashrus. So why shouldn't you say that the yichai should be in a menace from our place? That's the place of his kashrus. Some yeshivas are just chalutz, and why it's not the same? So I should say, chalashem on a gavre, there I know the woman is an eshi sisha, there's some who the husband is. But that's where the Rambam says that effort is made. Here you have to say the chalashem on a person. Is he a man? He's not kenegar hazok, but still you're giving it, you're being kovea what his matzah of yeshiv is, what his personal status is. That's Ron Holmes, the going to the end. The impression is that I'm not close to the early Achen, I think it's the Mesadeshim or the Marik, or one of those Achen, that they maybe have it in favor, they didn't even have to touch a woe and nosh him apart the boy. So what happens if one woman beat up another woman in the air with nosh him? Even if you're not in the women can have that sympathy, so the Polish arrived in the Shulchan Aruch. And the men, there are no men around to see. Obviously, the men can't see into the women's
section.
They were very mindful. The women witnesses are women. So the Ramah quotes the Kuntumus Hadeshon, or whoever it is, the Marika, somebody says that whenever the situation is such that the only one that could have possibly been around was one that fought the Lord, then that concluded that it's Hassan the Rabbanah for the Chayyan Amen. Because the Malar Gemara, the practice was they only had women nurses, they only had women midwives. They didn't have a man midwife. I can imagine a midwife. Because the practice was that they only had women used to deliver the babies, and there were never any men around, so the Chacham made a Takana that women on their mother, because that's included in that Takana is that whenever a Hezek occurred in the Beit HaKadosh Shel Nashim, that the women would be Namona. But our friend already spoke to Rabbi Yitzchak Bengel has a shul about this, and others point out that they must. Why should it be like over here? Family over here, they need the normal practice, and you only had one good one. You don't have one. It's rare that you have more than one. But that's why the Chachamim were maker that a decision was one. By the solution of the given by Technology Shal Nashim, so there it's common to have two women, but it's absolutely uncommon to have any men at all. So there we require two women. Whatever you would require by men, you would require by the women. We don't require each of the Hakir by ages by men either, with my idea. Mark says that not very neat, each of the Hakir, the Mamluk, and the Rabbanah, they did away with it. So we wouldn't require it by the women. So the Rabbanah have about the rules. The Mishnah is the first character in Baba Kama, where the Mishnah says, Shim Kesem Shemakar, not the ages, and then Kerem, and so on. But the Mishnah says, the Mishnah needs to tell you that Baba Mapas Leish, and not Baba Mapas Leish, and have it be but it has it. We have to have two calculations. So the Rambam, both in the Pirush and the Sinai, and the Arach HaZak are right. What's up with over here? Dan Shah, the Mishnah puts in the first third of Baba Kama. It doesn't belong here. Why is it in Baba Kama? So the Rambam says, because normally, where the Hezekin happen? Shemarego, Karen, where do they happen? On a ranch, on a farm, we have going to workers, we have our body working there. It doesn't happen in the Yeshiva, we have kosher Aiden. Hezekin always occur, but the anger, Shemarego, the boar, all these kind of things happen on the farm. And you have either nothing working there, or you have a Israeli working there, you don't have kosher aid. So the Rambam says, Mali Tani, you would have thought that since you had to be curved in a place where it's not fast, have kosher aid in. So we should accept Tuli aid, it's a Shemashim on that, you know. So that's actually the question, why don't you? If you tell me that the Yusmi Yusuf made a Kosher on us, and we do not accept it, because of this Takana de Rabbanan by Kaya, Kaya and Menes, so why should it apply over there? So that's where the Tango has a sugar that has a Rajun. He thought the man was killed in the army, and the Russian army, whatever, and then the Russian government sent back a telegram to the woman that her husband was killed, and actually, how do we know? 100 Russian soldiers saw that he was killed, but there were no Jews. He was the only Jew there. All the others were burned. But there are no Jews in the Russian army. All the Jews are sitting in the yeshiva, hiding or whatever. There was only one Meshiva and a Jew who went to the army. All the other people in the army were going. So the only one in sight to have around was a good. And it wasn't the Sheikh of the Tumor. Tomorrow has in the enemy wasn't. I've heard the Sheikh of the Tumor's name. There wasn't the Sheikh of the Tumor. They knew that this was crucial for the woman to remarry, that she should know that I was in the house. Yeah, the whole shuba has to have done it. It's a bar of halacha. What the din is? If it's not shaykh, not kosher, ain't it? And is there a tasham of the rabbana that we should accept kosher or not? Yes, if anyone has, don't ask anyone to ask discussions on this thing. I don't remember what reason. This is one clue. So if there's a family, you can rely on. He'll give you 100 reasons. Whatever he wants to prove, he can give 100 proofs that it's not true. I was born to tell us that Bible has a comment from Samyeno. He says that if you take a grape that's not ripe yet, and you squeeze out the wine, but that's not considered wine, and if the guy handles it, he does not. How does he know? Because the prophet says that if she lost the Lord, because the name of the Goy had a dream over here. We know it's a Martin Luther King dream, the Goy had to have and in his song, if she lost the Lord of him, that the grapes were fully ripe, and then he squeezed it out and he made wine. He figured if it wouldn't have been if she lost the Lord of him, then it wouldn't be considered wine. But I've been a time in Egypt, and that's why I'm an hour, and also obviously hold like that, but he just says it's hard to be made so long, so long, so long, but it's hard to know when it's right, sir, when it's not right, or when it is considered right. It's hard to draw the line, but theoretically there is such a thing. So the hate of course in the name of the Shalom, that based on this question, you see that if the prophet is the way to hold it back, everything, where can it affect our top power? Because when you make kiddush, that's what it's considered, that's what it's the hate of it, when it's the Samadhi. And the Ben Shalom says, instead of holding the cross like this, it's the hate of it, you should hold the cross like this. On the cap, or cap power. But if a machloek is going to behave like a machloek, should you hold it on the fingers or should you hold it on the calf and have the fingers go up? A detailed machloek is among the kubot. You learn that the prophet is the way to do it. Then the Hazid on God has a comment on this passage. He quotes the Gemara and offers that test. The Gemara says in the day of Kohanim, the Gemara do avoid this akrapanus of Ikra, for Mokum Shalem Akkab, ain't having a hint. You see that from the Pakot Atav Paro, you see that the Pakot is this way to hold the cross in Dinim. And that's the mocker for the Gemara that the Gemara has in Drachas Akkadah that you have to hold the cross to Dinim. The Gemara has that they had a Shaila for generations what to Dinim small market to Sayeri and Dinim. What if you're going to hold the Becher on your right hand? Your guys are a little nervous, you're saying you're shaking, you'd be right to hold the Becher. Then he says to hold it right hand with the left hand like this to hold the cross, that's okay. But to hold the Becher with the left hand, the Gemara says that somehow that's such a serious shaila that we have no way to resolve it, and we're not allowed to be makel on that. So I find them all this. Why? The Gemara says that we have the Yachol and the Ene Yachol. So the Ene Yachol is Ebo Man, which means Sayyel and Ebo Man. So what's so small, Marsha, Sayyel, you mean? You can hold your hand from today till next year. I think with the Becher, it's suspended in mid-air. You hold your hand like this, it's not going to be suspended for too long. I hold the Becher like this. You put your hand like this, and I like, no, the Becher's going to fall down right away. And if I'm holding on to the Becher like this, and I take away the hand, the Becher's still going to hold. It's going to shake a little bit. I'm nervous. So that's part of the Sayyaya. Small man should say, yeah, I'm in it. Well, I'm playing this. I can't. Why did the Gemara say that you go to Chumre? Say something about Shabbos. It should be the Sayyaya. It ain't going to matter. It should be Mutter. It should be Mutter. So they don't know exactly the answer. But the Rajid Azhar says the whole Mokka, the whole story is based on this process. They come up with Shalem Akkab. It refers to small. As an interesting comment on the passage earlier, that they were about to kill Ruth Tamar. The Rigid Azot had to come. They were going to kill Tamar even though she was pregnant. There was a myth in the end of the first Perek in Erechim, that if a woman is Chayiv Nisa and she's pregnant, that they kill her even though they're going to kill Yubarot. Unless Yashvar Amazda, unless she's in labor, so then I'm Tina Mar Shetelet. But if she's not in labor, then you don't wait until she's about to give birth. The Gemara has a Kasha Menishma, so if she's not yet holding by labor, you kill the woman with the Uber, take enough sheep. So they know contact the whole Abba Mina Raya. I would have thought that you should wait, because you're dealing with the neighbor lodges, you see the blood belongs to the husband, so you shouldn't be mocked with the blood. But the problem of killing the Uber unnecessarily, that didn't bother the Gemara Kibu there. There's the problem with the neighbor lodges, the Raya, that if Mamona the Baal,
It's the way not to be mafka the baal the mummy. So the Rebbe says over here, why is it cheaper to be mafka? Before they knew the mafkana, from me to Gamshman, Gamarabas Avlad, that's a Chumash quote that Rosh Hashanah, from one air, from Darbos, Gamarabas Avlad, before they quoted that Rosh Hashanah, how did they know that it was cheaper? They said, because the Pasuk can say it's better. If they knew that she was pregnant and was willing to kill her anyway, with the Uber. I'm going to kill her with the Uber. Then he goes into the dissertation, why is it so? Because they ran an Eidah Freitas, ran a Chulam, he was the Yerachima. He was the Yerachima, he was the Yerachima. It goes into a slight discussion of Hilchos abortion over here. The Yishayla and Din, when they celebrate the birthdays, it's a Chukas HaGoyim, because it says the Parah celebrating some say that Goyish is a Goyish is God, but Jews don't celebrate that. Other people don't agree. The Medrash has the Yishayla, the Rajbam and Abed Sofim, so it's the Mishami, has two Makaris, the Tachon of the Rabbanon, and Abed Kursis. And one of the Makaris is the fact that it was cursed four times. That's when it's a place on Kaf Parish, it was cursed four times. The other Mandama says, it's an $8 Gulubari. Why is it cursed five times? It's somehow the Gemara has a Shana, where there's five curses. The Shana is a five Gulubari also. The place in the South was out of the congregation. There is also, there's four of them with this one. Here also, there's a Shana where you count the six one, you don't count the six one. I was told about a lady told him. He was a very sick man, and the doctors told him that he's not allowed to travel around, but he had to raise money for the sheep. But he didn't listen to the doctors, and he went to England to raise some money. And nobody gave him any money. He died from a heart attack anymore. He was very good. He was very good in England. And the relatives hardly ever go to tell him. They hardly ever go to visit his kids. Because nobody ever had to be cared by English. Very irritating. So when he died, nobody in England knew how to say it, because Rav Hillman happened to be there. That was the father-in-law of Herzog. He wrote this poem, Mor HaYosher, on the same contract. It's called Red Volumes. Originally, he put it in around 35 volumes. And then they condensed them and they put them into 6 volumes. Mar HaKrenikon, so Bob knew Thomas, his first became a group, Rambam, Mar HaKrenikon, everything. But he had learned from the Talmud, which he said to Herzog. But he said on the Pasuk over here, he did not go out with Parshas Vayeshev when the Levi was, when he buried him. He said, he did not go out to the Eretz Yisrael, in Lithuania, where a lot of big yeshivas were. In England, there was nothing doing there. At the time he came, before the war, there was no Yiddish capital. He said, he left the Mekarnes HaTor, where all Jews lived. He left Lithuania. The Gampoli of Eastern Yuma, and I didn't make any money either. Nobody gave me any money. Now, from some of us in Babo, now they're going to bury me in the ground, they're going to bury me more. That was his closing line in his text. So the Balabatma thought that it was such a gewaldige hefte that he said, and ended up with such a big knack, so they appointed him a dying in London at that time. Before he was gone, he was an unknown figure. He was a dying at the Leeds, I read to God which one. In his farm, he liked in his farm where he was. And after this hefte, he was there, because he liked his hefte so much, it's what God was telling, he used to tell it over years later. The Rabbi Ram, every year tells Rama that story. Rabbi Ram is the Rama Chavlusa that came and asked his story. What's the connection between the Hafsayr and the Sedra? So the simple connection is the first topic. The topic is about Nichon Bakhet, it started the Edgen Babun Aloyim, but the Edgen says that he sold Yosef and he took 20 coins and he bought shoes with it. That's what the Medrash says. But there's another Medrash that says that the connection is based on a later topic. After his brother says, Bakhet, the Edgen is being in Bakhet, and in his hearing, it says that Yosef was his near echo. So there's a parshas by Tzim. So there's a machlokes and a medrash. What does that mean? Zir echo. He was separated from the brothers for so many years and living that day. Oh no, he was really a non-Jew. So the second mandamah in the medrash says that Yosef, in the day he separated from the brothers, was makabal mizimus not to drink wine. The brothers were makabal upon themselves not to drink wine because they felt a little guilty.